Hello, and welcome to Senior Matters. And this is Diane Johnson, and I am your host today. And what can I say? Conversation all over the country, right down into our small community of Carbondale. And we're talking about the coronavirus. Judy, don't laugh at me now. Coronavirus. And there's a lot of action going on to take care of the issue. So, as is being said, don't panic. Listen, take care of yourself, and that'll help take care of the community. Well, this is Senior Matters. And as you know, Senior Matters is a nonprofit that is here in Carbondale, and our mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. And today, my guest is someone who is not only familiar to Senior Matters, not only familiar to KDNK, but most important, Judy Martin is the manager of Garfield County Senior Programs. And she's all about seniors, even though she isn't one yet.
That's not true. I am one.
Really?
Honey, I'm 63.
Looking good, girl.
Thank you.
See what our community does? Born and raised in this nearby valley, is that correct?
No, I was born and raised outside of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, what the heck? Come on.
You're really bombing today.
It must be Luke's stash that I was getting a whiff of, you know?
That's it, girlfriend.
That's
what's going on. No, but I've been in the valley for 25 years. So it's been a while, and I'm very fortunate to have the job that I have, and I get to work with amazing seniors.
I know you do. And you've been a part of my life and Senior Matters mm-hmm. for quite a few years.
That's correct.
All right. Why are you here, Judy? I'm
here to talk about a couple of things. One is when we started planning this, we were going to be talking about upcoming events that are going to be happening that seniors might be interested in. And one that I need to have people respond to relatively quickly is the Garfield County Council on Aging is soliciting nominations for Senior of the Year and Friend of the Senior. And I'm going to tell you that Diane Johnson was nominated 1 year.
Yeah,
correct?
I was.
You were.
What an honor.
It's a lovely honor. And then we will be having our volunteer appreciation banquet on May 2nd down at the Rifle Senior Center. And that's where the awards get they get their honors at that point. And then to be honest with you, we also go to Region 12, which is a council on aging for the area next to us, not actually my own region. And we take those folks to that award ceremony as well. And all you need to do is, if you're interested in nominating a senior or a friend, is contact me. And so that the easiest way is probably on my cell phone, which is 970-456-2295. We have a form that we ask people to fill out. It's on the county webpage under senior programs. If you go under Garfield County or Garfield County -county.com, excuse me, and up at the very top of the screen, it'll say for seniors. If you go onto the senior section, you'll actually see the nomination form. You can fax that to me, email it to me, call me, and I'll send you one. But the nominations are due by the 27th.
So we've got a couple of weeks.
You've got a couple of weeks on that one. And then other upcoming events, because I think we'll probably, is the census is happening. And I really want to encourage everyone to complete their census forms. It's important for funding for, I'm going to tell you, senior programs. We benefit from people doing the census. If our numbers go up, the amount of money that we can get from federal and state organizations and from the government increases. For every person who does not fill out the census, they are actually saying that we lose $2,300.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about everyone or seniors demographics?
The demographics is for everybody, because what you do when you fill out the census is you say how many people are living in your household on April 1st. So some seniors live alone. Some live with families. But I want to make sure everybody's counted. But to be honest with you, on a personal note, I would want to make sure that all of our seniors are counted.
Absolutely.
Because I think we have more seniors than they think we do. And I want to make sure that we get access to funds to be able to provide the services that are needed. And that there are a couple of differences this year with the census. In the past, we used to just get mailed something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how it's working mm-hmm. this year. So mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that people know that they're only going to be asked 10 questions. There is no citizenship question. There is no one will knock on your door until later. Because if you have not filled out your census, that's when they come knocking on the door to see if they can actually get the census person to person. But in the beginning, they're going to be sending out postcards and doing a lot of information as to how you would log on to a web service and provide the census information.
Hey, well, okay. That's a lot of good news and good information you brought to our...
And I think the last thing I want to make sure everybody's aware of is that we're doing our annual caregiver conference on May 15th. That's going to be at the Glenwood Springs Community Center from 9 until 1. I'm going to tell you, I think it's a fabulous program that we're putting on this year. And that is a free event, and we'd love to have you there.
And I see this. I've got a flyer here mm-hmm. about that mm-hmm. Caregivers Conference. And what we're talking, let's talk about caregivers briefly.
Okay.
We're not just talking about agency caregivers. We're talking about mom, dad, grandpa, grandma at home caring for someone.
Or you, like I can tell you as a child, I took care of my grandmother and my aunt,
mm-hmm.
Who were both in their 80s and needed some care. And so that's how I actually earned a living going to undergrad, was taking care of them. And then when I went to get my graduate degree from the University of Washington, I did chore services. So I actually went into seniors' homes and made it so that they could maintain themselves in their home and not have to go somewhere else. So this is our chance to kind of, one, thank the folks who actually take care of others for us, but also provide some education for them, do a little pampering for them. This year, I've listened to Nadine Roberts Cornish when she came and did a presentation for the Post Independent mm-hmm. newspaper brought her. She was amazing. And so we're bringing her back. And this year, if you come to the conference, all the participants get a free breakfast, a copy of her book. And then we're going to have a resource fair kind of talking about where you can actually find out what other services are available and what services are available in each county to be able to do that. So really think this is going to be a great time for people to kind of find out more information about what's happening in the community.
And I think what you offer for that caregivers conference is vital to our community. Mm-hmm. And one little perk I saw that you're mm-hmm. offering is pampering.
We're going to do paraffin hand dips. And I'm getting a great way to actually, one, kind of soften your hands a little bit. For folks with arthritis, mm-hmm. the paraffin end dip's really kind of comfortable. It's also a chance for us, one, to actually touch each other in a safe way. And there's something about the power of touch.
It is so healing. And this is, for me, a challenge in my work world.
Mm-hmm.
Because where I work and because of who I am and what I do, I've always been a toucher. And as I'm keyed into, this is my culture. This mm-hmm. is how I am. And I hold back on this now. With the coronavirus, because of those issues and concerns in our whole community, I have to stop hugging for a while. For a while.
And I'm going to tell you that I would personally, this is me personally, I would prefer to be hugged than to shake your hand.
Me too.
And the reason why is because when I shake your hands, it's hand-to-hand contact. Mm-hmm. But if I hug you, I'm hugging your clothes usually. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, most of us wash our clothes pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always available for us to go wash our hands immediately.
Yeah. And just remember the simple things. Everyone is being educated over and over again in the simple ways. You sneeze, into your elbow. You cough into your elbow, mm-hmm. you know, and simple as all that. We didn't know that when we were growing up. We were just blasting them all over the place for the love and fun of being a kid.
Well, and I think most of our seniors, to be honest with you, because I've done this, had a conversation at the last three lunches that I've been at, where it's just, you know, I think I deal with very smart people. If they are not feeling well, they stay home. Mm-hmm. They don't go mm-hmm. out and about. The one thing that I think is different that they're talking about this time is to watch how often you touch your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Exactly.
Which is pretty, I'm going to tell you, I'm horrible at this. I do it all the time. and so that you'll just kind of pare that down a little bit. And that just avoid being in close contact with sick people. And I think most of the folks in our assisted living and long-term care facilities, we're noticing that the notices are going up on the doors, kind of asking people to, do you have to do it face to face? Could you have the conversation over the phone instead?
Yes.
Because they're worried about people bringing in things.
Bringing it in to those that are confined. Mm-hmm. And like I said, where I am, they are healthy, and we're just making sure that only those that need to come in and visit are coming in. You know, off of that subject, although it's so prevalent in our minds, what's going on with this health fair at Valley View Community?
Oh, can I tell you what happened? Okay, the health fair... I was at the health fair from Grand River down at Battlement Mesa on Saturday. That health fair happened. What I've been told so far is the health fair at Coleridge has been canceled for this Saturday. And that the hospital, Grand River Hospital's health fair on April 4th has been canceled. I got a phone call yesterday from Valley View Hospital saying they are still doing the health fair in Carbondale.
Good.
And they are still doing the health fair in Glenwood at this time.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you know that things seem to be changing kind of rapidly in our communities with what's going on with the coronavirus. And so that could change. But at this point in time, they're still planning on doing those health fairs.
Okay.
Which I think it's also one of those really great times for people to kind of get together. It's not just getting the blood draw. It's actually being able to have all those free screenings.
Absolutely.
Which people, I'm utterly amazed that people come in and have the blood draw and leave. And I'm like, well, aren't you going to have your moles checked by the skin person? You can go talk to a dietitian. You could, you know, check your balance. They just have amazing ears, and eye doctors are there to check things out. It's really a great resource for our community.
And we're talking about the one on April 4th and the one on April 25th also.
Correct.
Okay, good. Because vitally important, we're talking about no cost.
The only cost is for the blood draw. Yeah. So that if you don't need the blood draw, I would still come and do all the different tests.
Yeah.
And get things done. And just make sure that everything is A-okay. I'm going to tell you, I have a mole on my back that I have checked every year. It's like, why not get it done for free?
Absolutely. And this is, we're talking about cost effective, you know. And it's a service that Garfield County provides for us. Mm-hmm. And we're promoting it here on Senior Matters. I want to talk a little bit about an incredible community. And the community that I'm referring to is our community. And we here at KDNK are in the beginning of a membership drive. And here's what I say to this. What is KDNK all about? It's about music and programs for our Roaring Fork Valley community. It's about volunteers hosting at the DJ's mic and public affairs programs, and a staff that helps keep our KDNK World turning. KDNK speaks for and to the residents and members of the business community from Carbondale to Leadville. And you know what? Being a member of KDNK supports what this programming is all about, our public affairs, our music, and all. And guess what? I'm proud to announce that Senior Matters is also a member of the Carbondale KDNK membership. And we are proud to be a business member. You know what we do? What we do and what KDNK does for Senior Matters. KDNK rocks Senior Matters world too. So pick up your phone. Just call us here at the station, 963-0139 is the station number. And if you want to call in and talk to Judy or me and ask any questions, 963-2976. You know, it's about you. It's about me, Judy. It's about all of us. Mm-hmm. We are in the community to be a part of the good life. So, Judy, what is your good life all about besides working?
My good life is about amazing friends and feel like I'm a part of a large community of seniors in the Valley, which I've never had in any other job I've been at. I'll be honest with you. I just have not. That I know people in every community. That I get greeted positively.
I know.
All those communities. And that I just see acts of kindness every day with the seniors that I work with. It is very unusual at a meal site that you don't see somebody getting a hug. People asking where, you know, how you're doing, what's going on in your life. And really, if somebody is not at a meal site that where they're usually at, I get, Judy, do you know what's going on? Why aren't they here? Is everything okay? We're sending get well cards. We're thinking of you cards all the time to folks. And getting to, today I got to welcome somebody back who's just got out of an assisted care facility after surgery and just was beaming to be back with her friends.
Good.
You know, and so the whole object is trying to actually put together that community and keep people informed of what's going on and keeping people active in their community.
You know, that's an important part. And one of the things I want to ask you about is meal sites. How many meal sites in Garfield County?
Seven.
Seven meal sites. Mm-hmm. And they are, what, twice a week?
Well, it really kind of varies. And I'm going to be honest with you, they're the same as when I started almost 12 years ago.
Okay.
So Carbondale has a meal every Wednesday up at the Rominger Room at the senior housing. Sunnyside Retirement Center in Glenwood has meals on Mondays and Thursdays. At the Blake Street Colorado Mountain College campus, we do meals on Tuesdays and Fridays. Newcastle has a meal at their senior housing every Monday. Then we're going to Silt. And Silt, I've never had to do this until this year. We changed locations. So we are now at the Silt Town Center on Wednesdays. But don't worry, the firemen came with us. So they set up the tables, they serve lunch, and they take the tables and chairs down for us. And then Rifle serves a meal at the Rifle Senior Center on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And then our last site is Valley Senior Center, which is right now my largest meal site. They're doing anywhere from 65 to 75 people a week on lunch on Wednesday.
It's fabulous. Here's something that Senior Matters is working towards. Mm-hmm. And let me read you just a little blurb that was sent to me this morning. Garfield County does not offer home-delivered meals for citizens in the greater Carbondale area. Mm-hmm. Senior Matters volunteers are working with Eagle County and a private caterer to fill the gap. With our coronavirus engaging, endangering participation at congregate meal sites, the highest risk group, our aging population, is in more need of home-delivered meals than ever. And Senior Matters is sponsoring a program to start service to those people Great. Who are at home. And we will be working directly with Valley View to get the meals to them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we've been working with Valley View Hospital. I had a meeting, was it 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I think it was 2 weeks ago with the Roaring Fork leadership, Valley View Hospital. Garfield County, Western Garfield County Meals on Wheels program out of Grand River Hospital, where we had a discussion about this. Because the Valley View Hospital service area mm-hmm. for their Meals on Wheels is just, you have to be a Valley View Hospital patient and you have to live inside the city limits of Glenwood.
Oh, ho, ho.
That's,
oh, ho, ho.
And so I found out that Grand River Hospital, through their Meals on Wheels program, has actually, they used to just do from the city limits of Newcastle on down to Battlement Parachute area. They now are actually coming up into Canyon Creek, and we're trying to figure out how to kind of fill a gap. I just finished my Area Agency on Aging grant for nutrition, and though I don't do Meals on Wheels, part of the problem is I don't have a kitchen. Mm-hmm. I contract mm-hmm. with two kitchens. Mm-hmm. And for Meals on Wheels, you really need to be running the kitchen in order to do the meals. It makes a lot. It
exactly.
makes, to meet the guidelines.
Yeah.
And so that one of the things that I put in my grant is to actually pay for someone to go to the National Meals on Wheels program at their training this fall to see how you run it if it's not hospital-based. Because I don't think we have a role model. To kind of match to see how we do that. And so that I put in my grant that we would pay for one person to be able to do that. I don't. The grant was due on Friday. Don't know if we're going to get the money from the AAA or not. But trying to figure out how we kind of run this a little bit differently and get it done. If you are using AAA dollars, and that's Area Agency on Aging, not the automobile company,
okay.
you have to meet their requirements, which was one that your meal is the menu is approved by a dietitian that
exactly.
they cook the food appropriately. You have to follow certain guidelines from them, which is different than if I just had a restaurant and did things. So we're working on that. Should I mention that we were talking about home-delivered meals? I don't know how widespread the announcement has been made that Pitkin County Senior Services and the Eagle County Healthy Aging Programs have both suspended their services.
Okay.
Okay. What that means in our valley is that would affect the meals that are served on Tuesday and Thursday up in Elgebel. Mm-hmm. And up mm-hmm. in Pitkin County 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. They have stopped their congregate meals. They are still doing their home-delivered meals.
Okay.
Okay? So for folks who have been using those as your home-delivered meal sites, that's not an issue. And I didn't want people to be worried that all at once they weren't going to get their meals. But right this moment in time, both of those counties have suspended their senior programs, which means their congregate meals, their transportation, and all other fitness and social programs.
Let's hope, and we do know that this will be short time suspension.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I know
funds coming in.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with funding. It has everything to do with active coronavirus cases.
Beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
beyond that.
But,
we're going back to where we used to be.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitkin County is doing a week-by-week assessment. And Elgebel, when they sent out their notice, said that the suspension could be 3 weeks to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So just want to make sure that you all know that that's kind of going on. At the present time, Garfield County is fully operational. We have no active cases in Garfield County that I am aware of at this moment in time. I'm just going to tell you, it's one of those situations in flux.
Judy, you are always a wealth of information.
Thank you.
It's easy to turn on that button and you just roll with it. It's just like the DJs here. They turn on that button, they just roll with it.
Should I tell you, I think it's because of when Jenna started this program. She would have me come to her house and we talk about what we would talk about on the radio. And then when we would get on the radio, we would talk about nothing that we talked about on our porch. So it was like I learned my lesson really well to go with the flow.
And my adage is go with the flow. Don't push the river, you know. Well, that's about it for today. As you know, Senior Matters is here. We're here for the seniors of all ages. And we meet at Room 33 here at 3rd Street Center in downtown Carbondale. Come join us. Come and we're inviting community members for fun and friendship, personal and professional development, to belong to something larger than self, and to make a difference. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. Thank you for joining us today. Bye for now.